Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Phyllis Moore.
Keith's given this illustration lots of times. You've heard him say it. If I tell you I'm going to give you some money, tomorrow when the bank opens, I'm going to go to the bank and I'm going to get $1,000 out of it and come by the church, pick it up, it'll be there for you. Would you trust him to do that? Yeah. Now, say, Keith's not here. And he said, tell them if they'll come by tomorrow, I want to give them $1,000. Just come by the church tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Would you believe that?
Sure, I'll be there.
You'd be there, wouldn't you? Why? You don't see Keith.
You believe him?
Keith is nowhere to be seen. Why do you believe it? Because you know him. Because you know him well enough to know that if he said it, what's going to happen? He's going to do it. You know him well enough to know. If he says, Chris, I'm going to pay off your house. Come to the church tomorrow. Will you be there?
Yes.
Y'all be there to get that? Yeah, you'll be there. You'll be there. Because you know, as far as you know, he's never lied to you. Why shouldn't you believe him?
That's right.
I know myself. My boss told me one time, he said, I'm going to buy you a new car. I didn't see a new car. He said, go to the dealership and pick one out. I went and picked it up. He hadn't done it yet, but he told me he was going to do it. And I believed him, and I went and picked a car out, and he did it. But we can believe people telling us things. Why can't we believe when Jesus tells us things?
Amen.
Just because we can't see him? We need to make a switch, and we need to say, yes, I believe Jesus more than I believe anybody in the whole wide world. Brother Moore could forget. He could have a good intention, but he could forget, and the money could not be there tomorrow. And I'd have to go over there, and she'd say, oh, man, he must have forgot. I'll check on it for you. Maybe you can come back tomorrow. He's busy at school, and maybe he just forgot to call us and tell us to get it to you. But do you know what? Jesus ain't going to forget. If he told you something, you can bank your life on it.
Yes.
You can count on it. It's done. He told him he's healed. So he didn't wonder about it. Just say the word and it's done. Well, he told us a few words. So let's look at a couple of things. My second point is faith is when.
Now.
Oh, you knew the answer to that one. Look at this. Hebrews 11:1 again. You knew the answer to that one. But look at it from a different perspective for just a minute. Let's read it together. Now. Say it with me.
Now.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, I always get tickled about this because every time I think about that verse, I think about another verse. I can't read that verse without thinking about another verse. In Exodus chapter 8, verse 8, you'll get tickled about it too. And you probably now will start associating the two after I tell you this. The Living Bible. Then Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and begged. That means he's serious about it. For the Pharaoh to beg for something? Would you think he's pretty serious? I mean, he's the leader. He's the bad dude. You remember him, right?
Yes.
He begged and pleaded. Begged and pled. Why would somebody beg and plead?
They want something now.
They want something bad now, don't they?
Uh-huh.
For a king or a ruler or the leader of something to beg and plead?
Mm-hmm.
They want something done about it, right?
Right.
Let's keep reading. Plead with, no, back up, back up, back up, back up. Plead with God to take the frogs away. And I will let the people go and sacrifice to them. Now the next verse. So Moses asked him a question. Here's Moses' question. Be so kind as to tell me when. Say when with me.
When.
When you want the frogs to go. And I will pray that the frogs will die at the time you specify. Everywhere except in the river. Now guess what? Don't change scriptures yet. Guess when he said he wanted them to go. He begged and pleaded, so he must have wanted them to go now. Now. You would think if you had frogs in your sink and in your tub and in your oven and in your bed and in your closet and in your clothes and everywhere you stepped there was a frog. And you went to eat something and a frog jumped in your food. And you went to do something and there was a frog. You'd want them to go away now, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Immediately, now. But what did he say? Next verse. Read it with me. Do it tomorrow, Pharaoh says. Now, how dumb is a person? How he should get a sign. How dumb am I? Do it tomorrow, Pharaoh said. All right, Moses replied. It shall be as you have said. Then you will know that there is no one like our Lord. Now, how long? Faith is now. It's now. Now, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands because I'm afraid, not really a real fear, but just a little bit concerned, maybe a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for? Afraid that there's a lot of people in here like me that has been like the Pharaoh that hadn't gone to God about something. And not only did they not go today, they didn't even go tomorrow. And they didn't go the next day. 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 They put up with stuff in their life for years. Like me. So I'm not going to judge him. Have you ever had anything in your life that bugged the pudding out of you and you just kept putting up with it?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember one time Brother Hagin was having a healing line. And this woman came in the healing line because she couldn't walk. I think that's right. She couldn't walk. And he prayed for her and she got healed. And she was so excited. And she was walking, and she was telling how she couldn't walk, and she couldn't do anything because she couldn't walk. And he asked her a question or two, and how long it had been, and this kind of stuff. And he had to repeat it 5 times because she couldn't hear. So she couldn't walk, and she couldn't hear. But he repeated it several times and said, well, how long you been that way, and what was wrong with you? And she couldn't hear a word he was saying. They had to yell, get in her ear, and yell as loud as he could. And she was healed. And so he says, don't you want me to pray for your healing, for your ears? And she said, oh, no, no, no. I can live with that. I just couldn't live without being able to walk. Now, that's how dumb we can be sometimes. We can live with that problem, but we can't live with this problem. And the same God that healed that problem could heal this problem.
Amen.
I mean, y'all ain't even all blonde. I have an excuse. We do things like that all the time. We put it off and we put it off and we put it off. We don't want to do that. Let's keep reading. Let's keep reading. I thought about this too. In our lives, there's seasons. Something that you're doing now, you may not be doing 10 years from now. And something that you're doing 10 years from now, you might not be able to do in 10 years from now. You understand what I'm saying? There's seasons in our lives. And if we don't take advantage, I know there's been people that I knew were supposed to come and work for us years and years and years ago. And they put it off and they lollygagged and they put it off and they lollygagged and they put it off and they lollygagged. We're getting things in order. We're getting things in order. By the time they got things in order, I didn't need them anymore. Yeah. And there's been other people that, you know, they had symptoms in their body and there was things going on. And they didn't take care of that. And they just kept putting up with it. And the things of God just went right past them. We're only good. Our expiration date on us is kind of like milk. We have one. Do you understand that? And in our lives, there's only so much of our prime time that we're able to do things. So we don't want to blow one day on not doing what we're supposed to do for the Lord. Amen. We want to take advantage of every minute that we have being able to do what we're supposed to do or whatever it is. So we don't want to put off our healing or our money, learning to believe Him for money or whatever the situation is. So we're going to continue in this. My third point on this is you got the now. We don't want to put it off, right? Okay. Is faith takes it back how? How do we take it back? Luke chapter 8, NIV, verse 43. You all know this if you've ever heard Brother Hagin. He teaches it from Mark 5. And there was a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. Verse 44. What's the first two words? What's the first two words? Say them. What's the first word? She came to Jesus. Now, she was sick. But she didn't let that stop her from doing what she needed to do to get her answer. She came to Jesus. Do you know that a lot of people don't have miracles in their life? And why people don't have miracles happening in their life? Because so many people refuse to be what the Word says, instant, in season, and out. I'll explain. How did Jesus do the first miracle? He turned water into wine. What if the disciples or whoever was going to get the water had been unwilling to go immediately and fill the pots with water? They were at the dinner. They weren't dressed right. They had to go find pots. They had to do this. They had to do that. What if he couldn't find anybody to go and fill those pots with water? Do you understand what I'm saying? No miracle.
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.